Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Mistakes Were Made But Not By Me, Why We Justify Foolish Beliefs, Bad Decisions and Hurtful Acts. On March 20, 2003, the United States launched a military strike against Iraq without the approval of the United Nations Security Council, on the grounds that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and was supporting terrorists. However, the United States did not find any so-called weapons of mass destruction during the seven-year period, from the beginning of the invasion in 2003 to August 2010 when American combat forces withdrew from Iraq. Faced with evidence of his mistakes, George W. Bush still sought new reasons to justify himself instead of changing his view. It is common for politicians like Bush to refuse to admit their mistakes and look for reasons to defend themselves. In our daily life, most people also seek reasons to prove we are right after making mistakes. For example, when we are not promoted due to poor performance, we tend to think that the leader is against us instead of figuring out how to improve our skills. Parents often blame their children for being too weak rather than reviewing whether their requirements are too demanding. We might know our partner is not worth spending our lives with, but we still refuse to admit that our choice was wrong when others question our relationship. Why do people justify their harmful, immoral, and foolish behaviors? This insightful and appealing social psychologist's work Mistakes Were Made But Not By Me uses interesting examples to reveal how people defend themselves in politics, law, medicine, family, love, interpersonal relationships, and other areas of life. It also answers other questions like what kind of hurt self-justification brings, and how we can avoid falling into the trap of self-justification. This book is like a mirror. It can help us see others as well as ourselves. The book has two authors. Carol Tavris is a social psychologist, speaker, and author of Anger: The Misunderstood Emotion and Mismeasure of Woman, Why Women Are Not the Better Sex, the Inferior Sex, or the Opposite Sex. Elliot Aronson is one of the world's most prominent social psychologists. He is also the only psychologist awarded for his writing, teaching, and research by the American Psychological Association. He is the author of The Social Animal and The Jigsaw Classroom, Building Cooperation in the Classroom. We have the bookies of The Social Animal and Elliot Aronson's biography Not By Chance Alone, My Life as a Social Psychologist. If you are interested in his experience and research, you are welcome to listen to these bookies later. Next, we will introduce this book in three parts. Part 1, The Mechanism of Unconscious Self-Justification. Part 2, The Manifestations of Unconscious Self-Justification. Part 3, Letting Go and Owning Up. After his sex scandal was exposed, former U.S. President Bill Clinton firmly insisted when swearing an oath that there was no sexual relationship between him and Ms. Monica Lewinsky. He did not admit their sexual relationship until there was evidence that proved he lied. Why do so many of us seek all kinds of reasons to defend ourselves instead of admitting our mistakes or changing our ideas after making mistakes and facing the evidence of our mistakes? This is actually caused by cognitive dissonance. Cognition refers to people's understanding of the external world and ourselves, including ideas, attitudes, beliefs, opinions, among many other aspects. Cognitive dissonance is a state of tension that occurs whenever a person holds two beliefs that are psychologically inconsistent. For example, smokers all know that smoking is harmful to health, but they also have another cognition: I smoke two packs a day. The coexistence of two kinds of beliefs will lead to cognitive dissonance that makes smokers feel uncomfortable and even pained. To relieve the discomfort brought by this cognitive dissonance, they can choose either to quit smoking or change the cognition of smoking is harmful to health. Usually, it is more difficult to quit smoking, so people often unconsciously adjust their cognition of smoking is harmful to health to justify their behaviors and make the cognition acceptable again. This is the engine of self-justification. For smokers, after they fail to quit smoking, they often tell themselves, Smoking makes me relaxed, smoking helps me lose weight, and smoking can relieve stress. When they change a cognition, the discomfort caused by cognitive dissonance will be relieved. In addition to the discomfort brought by cognitive dissonance, prejudice and other psychological blind spots also lead to unconscious self-justification. Research in contemporary cognitive psychology shows that regardless of the skill level, status, and position, everyone has certain prejudices that affect us when making judgment. Moreover, after the prejudice occurs, people tend to seek, interpret and highlight information consistent with their previous opinion and ignore the inconsistent information, so as to justify themselves. All in all, once the prejudice occurs, it is not easy to eliminate. Most people devote a lot of psychological energy into justifying themselves to sustain their prejudice instead of changing it. This is one of the mechanisms by which prejudice drives us to justify ourselves. Let's have a look at an example in the judicial system. Suppose that under the influence of prejudice, an investigator believes that a suspect is the murderer he is looking for. In this case, such prejudice will lead him to collect evidence to convict the suspect so that he will ignore any evidence that may change his opinion of the suspect. In some cases, after prejudice occurs, people may feel upset about their prejudice, as a dissonance is felt when their prejudice against an issue or a group contradicts their belief that prejudice is not right, and this dissonance produces the need to justify themselves. This is another mechanism by which prejudice makes us justify ourselves. After Mel Gibson was arrested for drunk driving and delivering an anti-Semitic speech, he justified himself in the apology the following day, saying, "I said things that I do not believe to be true. I apologize for any behavior unbecoming of me in my inebriated state." He blamed the alcohol for everything and refused to admit that he had subconsciously had prejudice against Jews. In fact, people are more likely to expose their prejudices when they are drunk. The perception of "I do not like Jews" was deeply rooted in Gibson's subconscious. However, he knew it is not socially acceptable to say that, so he needed to justify himself to protect his public image. In addition to prejudice, there are also psychological blind spots in the human brain. For instance, in medical research, many researchers tend to defend funders' interests. But in their cognition, they believe their sponsors will not influence their research result. Such cognitive dissonance is a kind of psychological blind spot. Two investigators selected 161 studies, all published during the same 6-year span, of the possible risks to human health of 4 chemicals. Of the studies funded by industry, only 14% found harmful effects on health. Of those funded independently, fully 60% found harmful effects. Such blind spots make people inadvertently deceive themselves, allowing our brains to defend our beliefs and information, and see them as accurate, real, and impartial. In 1998, a team of scientists reported in the distinguished medical journal The Lancet that they had found a positive correlation between autism and childhood vaccines. Naturally, this study generated enormous alarm among parents and caused many to stop vaccinating their children. 6 years later, 10 of the 13 scientists involved in this study retracted that particular result, since 5 significant studies had found that there was no correlation between autism and childhood vaccines. They revealed that the lead author, Andrew Wakefield, had been paid more than $800,000 by lawyers representing parents of autistic children to conduct the research. Unlike those independent scientists, Wakefield might have been influenced by a large amount of money, which made him lean toward protecting those lawyers' interests and reach a skewed research result that supports the link between autism and vaccines. People are not aware of their psychological blind spots, just like fish are not aware that they are swimming in water. These blind spots unconsciously make them tend to support what is beneficial for them and defend it. In psychotherapy, if therapists have not received scientific training, they often lack the spirit of questioning and fall into cognitive dissonance. These therapists usually have their stereotypes. What they see and hear during a patient's treatment will reinforce their stereotypes, and their stereotypes will also influence what they see and hear. They even unconsciously lead patients to confirm to their own opinions. This is called the closed loop of clinical judgment. Let's look at such an example. A woman suffers from depression, anorexia, and acute anxiety after being sexually assaulted. Therapists with a closed-loop thinking will make a mistake thinking that a woman suffering from depression, anorexia, or acute anxiety must have been sexually assaulted. As a result, they force patients to search for their past experiences to prove this theory. So we can see that professionals such as therapists must think more like scientists rather than lawyers. They should impartially analyze all evidence and fully consider all possibilities. If not doing so, what they can offer the clients may not be unbiased clinical judgment but instead be self-justification. Well, that is all for the first part, the mechanism of unconscious self-justification. Let's do a quick recap. Cognitive dissonance is the engine of self-justification. Prejudice and psychological blind spots can also make people unconsciously fall into the trap of self-justification. In psychotherapy, therapists who lack the spirit of questioning may defend treatment results to confirm their stereotypes. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.